Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu. I'm coming to you from GeekeryCon, which I'm proud to be a part of. And I'm excited because apparently we are going to be the very first interview for a good cosplayer friend of ours, Charlene Misfit Susie Cosplay. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. It's been a good day so far.
Excellent. Now, we first met you at Niagara Falls Comic Con because you were Indiana Jones.
Yes.
Which, my favorite character of all time, so I had to stop you for a picture. But you only consider that like one of your starter cosplays? Because it was awesome.
That was my very first cosplay, yeah.
Cool. Okay, and I'm happy that in the last couple, well, days, actually, you actually created a page on Facebook.
Yeah, well, you suggested it, so I kind of ran with it. I thought, why not? I'm new, but I'll give it a go.
And fancy name and everything, too?
Yep.
Where did that name come from?
If you've ever seen Rudolph, it's the Island of Misfit Toys, and the Dolly for Sue is my favorite. She struggles with self-esteem issues, apparently. And, you know, most cosplayers do, so I thought I'd roll with that.
Well, it's very interesting, and certainly that hasn't been used before, so it was great. So what was the first con that you ever cosplayed at, though?
Niagara, where I met you.
That was, Indy was your first?
Yeah, Indy was my first.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Now, you've like, really stepped it up lately. You had three pretty awesome cosplays at Fan Expo.
I did Lilu with the thermal bandages. I did Femme Casey Jones, and then this one, which is Steampunk Ariel.
That's very nice. What was your Fan Expo experience like?
Oh, I loved it. It was the first time I've ever done more than one day there. I was working for friends of mine and got to see the whole con for the first time. It was amazing.
Cool. Cool. And I actually ran into you, which was cool, because I know people at these conventions now. It's great. What kind of things do you geek out about?
I'm big into Firefly, big into Ghostbusters, Ninja Turtles, old school Ninja Turtles, no Megan Fox.
Yes.
Although the new cartoons aren't bad either. Mostly 80s movies,
nice.
Some Star Wars, you know, the
very
usual.
Cool. Very cool.
Getting into Batman.
Oh, good, good. Skip the Val Kilmer one.
Yeah, I've heard. Although I'm not sure Michael Keaton will impress me either.
Oh, the first one's good.
Is it? Okay.
It's good. If you like 80s movies, then there you go. Do you have any future cosplays you're working on already?
I would really like to do... My son is dressed as Toothless today, and he's big into How to Train Your Dragon. I've started working on Ivalka, Hiccup's mother, but I'm in way over my head. So we'll see how long that takes.
Cool. Do you have plans to be at any future conventions?
I am definitely going to be at the Hamilton Comic Con, because that's where I live, so I'm going there. And I'm trying to get to Forest City, the London one, but I'm not too sure yet.
I've heard good things about that. By the way, what is with the city of Hamilton? Because it seems like all the best cosplayers are coming out of there.
Well, we're starting to get our footing there. There's Ottawa Street down there is really into the con and homemade stuff and handmade everything, and that's kind of bringing the community together.
Yeah, a lot of the cosplayers here today are from Hamilton, too, and it just seems like an exciting cosplay town.
It is. It's getting up in there with, you know, basically just running with what people are passionate about. You know, we used to have Lock Street, but Lock Street got a little more food interested, and now we have Ottawa Street, which is more antiques and cosplay and geekery.
Oh, nice. Very cool. Well, I'm glad you could be here today. Like, it was cool seeing you again, and I'm so proud of you for doing the Facebook page, too.
It's been fun.
I know you haven't been doing this long, but what is the best compliment or comment you've gotten about any of your costumes?
When somebody like Candy Cosplay or Luminous Designs or somebody like that who's been doing this for a long time stops and tells me I have a nice costume, that means a lot to me.
I can imagine. So. Well, you're doing good work. And where can people go to check out your costumes on social media?
Misfit Sue Cosplay on Facebook.
Cool. Well, thanks for talking to us, Charlene, and we look forward to seeing you at other cons and big things for you for future cosplay.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.